I'm confused as to what to say, describe it. In my family, I have a brother that's 14 years older than I am, and he was gone by the time that I was up because he was in college and graduated by 19. I have a middle brother that is 6 years older than I, and we were sort of separate. I sort of grew up by myself. On this street, I think I was the only girl for a long, long time. Most of them were older people. But we had friends, and we played the house out under the trees. And one of the greatest things was when you went to school, in your recess, you went down by the wood pile and took all the wood and made rooms. I don't know if you ever did anything like that or not. And you had your blocks of wood, and one was a settee, and one was a stove, and one was this and that and the other. We used to go down the branch and get pieces of glass where people had thrown, you know, broken dishes. One of the things I remember is that that was a time of gypsies going through the country, and that was one of the most exciting things when gypsies would come to town, because they would always camp down on the creek because it was open, and we were sort of, it wasn't terror or anything like that, but they were mysterious to us. And they'd pitch their tents, and we'd go down and stand away from them and look at them because we thought they looked funny and odd, you know, because they had their long dresses and everything. We weren't used to that. But we'd go talk to the kids sometimes. They were usually dark-colored people. I mean, you know, they'd been out in the sun a lot. And still was just nice. When I first went to school, we had a two-story old brick building. We had three grades together. And then my second year in school, we had a new school building. There used to be 25 to 30 in a class. Somewhere in the fourth or fifth or sixth grade, we consolidated schools, and the people from the country came in. I'd say generally we thought they were different from us, and they were. They were different from town kids. Now it's just the same. They dressed a little different. But in general, they were smarter than the town kids because they spent what time that they weren't working studying, and what they studied they remembered. And really you'll find that the kids that came in on the buses were usually the salutatorians and the valedictorians in their class because they applied themselves more.
That's interesting.
Well, that's what I found out. That's what I recall. I know in my class it was that way. I graduated in 40. Oh, well, 1 year, let's see, I believe it was in 32 or 33. I'd skipped a grade or taken two grades. I forget what it was. Let me back up. I didn't go to school till I was 7 years old because I didn't particularly want to go to school, and my mother took me through about six primers. So then I could skip. I either skipped the first or second or third. I forget which it was. She believed in teaching at home. And she was a pretty good teacher, but she was pretty strict. It's just like when I started in to take music. It was practice in our day. That was just the law. You just did it. And when kids say they think they'll practice 15 minutes a day, now you just can't see how they do anything. I didn't have an ear for music. When I learned it, I knew it. But mine was always the hard way. Well, going back to about 32 or 33, we had half a year of school, and the second half was by subscription. Do you know what I mean by that?
You mean you had to pay?
We had to pay.